Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Okay, well, we tried. Hey, guys. Hey there. Whoa there. Hi there. Whoa there. Welcome to the podcast. Everything is traumatic. I am your host, Tyler. I am joined by my beautiful co-host. He's back this week. Everyone, clap for Jeff.
Back out of the hospital this time.
Back out of the hospital. Now, Jeff.
The bottom surgery went really well.
Good. I'm glad.
And when I say bottom surgery, I meant surgery on my bottom.
Surgery on your bottom.
Yeah. We'll just leave it there.
Okay. That's fine. And you know, this week, Jeff, you made mention of it before, but we got a little call from corporate while you were out. And so we have...
Yeah.
We have a special guest here joining us this week. He is the co-creator and co-owner of Shot for Shot Productions. Give it up for Kenneth Patterson, everybody.
Hey, guys. How are you doing, Ken, Tyler?
Ken was made an appearance early on, and it was one of our highest rated shows. Ooh, and so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we know that we needed him back to try to keep things interesting.
Really keep us rolling.
You know, the people have been asking about where Ken has been. And so we're here to just kind of catch up with him, see how he's doing, Ken.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing, Tyler, Jeff? It's good to be here. Well, it's great to be invited.
Yeah. I'm miserable as usual. Corporate. Yeah. You know me. Always miserable.
Miserable.
You know, we got to do the shout out this time because we had some listeners that were a little alarmed, concerned, angry that we didn't shout them out last time.
Mm. Oh no, you guys skipped a shout out.
We've been skipping shout outs for a minute because, when you give shout outs into the void and don't hear any like thing back after a while, it's
but
like
people are listening. Whether you think it's like talking to a teenager. It's like
isn't that worse?
They just look. They have glassy eyes, and you don't even know if they're hearing you. But 20 years later, they're like, "Remember that thing you said?
That really resonated.
Resonated with me. I'm like, how should have killed
that
you
shit then? Was on fleek, son.
I think that's
I'm just
even
saying
old
that
to say.
One of our constant listeners, I will not identify, but her initials are Tiffany Stallsworth, really was hurt that we didn't call her out because she is the force behind the film.
I think it's called shouting her out, not calling her out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouting out like a shout. Yeah.
No,
she's the reason we're here.
Tiffy, we're not calling you out. We're just
shouting.
We're giving you a shout out. We're not calling you out for anything. We love you.
Yes.
We wouldn't do that.
We do love her. She is a force. She's got a TikTok. Speaking of TikTok,
she has a TikTok cooking show.
This whole TikTok business would really affect her.
Yeah. So this, if anything, I think Tiffy is personally going to be the one to save TikTok.
If anybody can do it,
if anyone
with wholesomeness,
right? And
she's
should we speed run through these shout outs?
Yeah, we definitely want to. Yeah, Tiffy and Rafi and Seth,
Vivian,
definitely has been listening. We had somebody else listen. I feel like we're leaving somebody out.
We have, I don't know if I told you this, but we mentioned it on the last episode with Sandy. We have 4 listeners in Sweden, specifically Västerbotten.
Wow.
Västerbotten, Sweden. So if you guys are still listening, thank you. Share it with your Swedish friends, or they don't have to be Swedish friends, but.
You know, Jerry Lewis was big in France. Maybe you and I and this show will be big in Sweden.
Oh God, I can.
We'll be invited over.
Yeah, invited to play a little Swede show. That would be kind of fun.
We should do more Swedish humor.
You got any Swedish jokes there, Jeff?
I can do the Swedish Jeff. Gorgy dorgy borgy dorgy borgy borgy.
No! Guys, please stick actually around.
I think I may have just said something really bad in faux Swedish.
In faux Swedish. Swedish
yeah. Faux. I don't know why they called him the Swedish chef. I guess Swedes don't talk like that.
No, but I think that's like the joke. But oh, also, gotcha. It could have been like...
Well, we lost our two Swedish listeners, folks.
Yeah. They done tuned out. Okay.
I think they got a really good sense of humor. I'm the sure. Swedes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Surely.
But guys, Jeff, Ken,
Tyler,
what do we think is traumatic this week?
TikTok being removed.
That's right.
Oh, no, that is traumatic.
That is traumatic. Banning TikTok.
How else am I going to find my OnlyFans models to follow if I don't have TikTok?
That's true. Like, how right. else are you supposed to access that? There's no other websites.
Well, other than I'm,
how
Instagram
am I
going to
see a wonderful meal for like a recipe, someone showing some kind of nudity, and then maybe seeing a cute pet in quick back to back? You know,
yeah, where am
it
I
appeals
get,
to my brain.
Where am I going to get a mild dopamine hit every 4 seconds? You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Reels.
Right, I
good
agree.
Old American made
and that's
reels.
What, I mean, that's what would happen if they took away TikTok. Is that it, all of that stuff would just be pushed to Facebook or Instagram? Mm. Would be an influx of usage. So it's just going to go to a different company.
Yeah.
So it also sells all their data to other companies.
Exactly.
So
should we? I did some bullet points of just kind of like what the whole situation is for anyone who's not heard about TikTok being banned, or of like, what, why are we talking about it now when they tried this like all the time? It seems like there's always been talk about banning TikTok, right?
Always.
So if you've never heard this, let's just speed through this. So TikTok's being banned to the U.S. Their main reason for wanting to ban it is because that they are suspecting that users' data is being shared with the Chinese government.
And it's a threat.
And it's a threat to our people and the good old security. American way and the security and all that. It just passed through the House and has now moved to the Senate. So why do they think that the Chinese government is... getting access to the user's data is because the Chinese government does in fact have a 1% ownership in ByteDance, which are the owners of TikTok. So the law is giving ByteDance 6 months to sell the company to a Western corporation company or some sort of company that is US friendly. That's basically the whole thing, right?
And Biden said he would sign it. Biden has already said he would, if it gets to his. So,
which is crazy,
here's the thing.
Me personally,
we are already bought and sold by so many companies that have our data. I mean, aren't we used to that now? Don't we take the risk of by going on these sites that we can handle that?
Right. I mean, we absolutely do. We don't need to be protected from China.
Well, I think
on the internet.
I think what the issue is that like, why are we normalized to that? To that thought? Why are we normalized?
That we're bought and sold.
Yeah. Why are we comfortable with seeing a fucking ad every 5 seconds?
because the internet is the public, and when you drive down the road, you see signs. And it's just the same thing.
But there are some states that don't have billboards, right?
Not any that I know.
But they still have like ads and stuff.
Right.
Really?
You still see ads.
I mean, not in billboards, but they have like ads in the paper or on TV or...
Right. There's.
I mean, you've still got your cell phone, which is sending you ads.
Right.
Yeah. Why are we so comfortable with that? Is my question.
Well, because we want to buy things and we want to be pandered to.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's how capitalism works, right?
Absolutely.
Well, somebody's going to pay for those bandwidths.
I guess, but like, maybe, I don't know.
Why is China all of a sudden the enemy?
So this is exactly what I was saying. I think that if they're not supposed to be our enemy currently, and why are they trying to make them our enemy is propaganda. They're trying to stop propaganda. That's what they're trying to stop.
Well, yeah. So part of their argument is also that TikTok is spreading propaganda against Israel and against America, and I think they're afraid that it's opening their eyes to what the U.S. is actually doing to these other countries, or what these other countries are doing to each other. As much as I don't like seeing a kid die in between a cat video and a funny shit post,
I don't get any of that on my TikTok.
You don't?
No.
I get a lot of it just because, I mean, I see it get on my feed and I like it and continue to see it and follow those sort of pages to stay informed. But I need to see that to realize that this is happening. This is real. And it's
right.
You know,
but there's no like sex or nudity on TikTok.
Oh no. God forbid. No. What?
But lots of violence.
Yes.
But also, there's a lot of free speech on TikTok that is not on other platforms that are American owned. So where does our free speech lie? Do we want to have free speech, or do we want to be regulated? And if this ban goes through, then that means that they're going to regulate speech. That's part of our First Amendment rights, and that's, I mean, a big issue.
I think they want to get rid of it because they don't have control over it.
That's my thing.
The American government doesn't have control over it.
Well, they get there would be an exponential monetary transfer through them getting gain of the platform, right? So if they were like, well, you have to make it America's thing, that's like saying you have, that's like a business saying you have to sell me this. That's like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Essentially, and this isn't the first time they've done something like this. So in 2020, there's the dating app Grindr that it was owned by a Chinese businessman, and they forced him to sell it for $60 million due to security concerns and the fear that the data could be used to blackmail Americans.
Hmm.
So that happened during the pandemic, is Grindr had to sell to a Western company.
Wow. So it's already happened.
It's already happened before.
Well, the fact that it's already happened means that it might happen again.
It's very possible. That
sets a standard.
Yeah, and like,
when you set a standard in the court system, it usually stays a standard.
And I agree with Jeff. Like, the big issue is the fact the U.S. does not control it, and it's not able to control its own narrative through TikTok, because TikTok is going to call out the U.S. every single time. That's
and so I mean, it's sort of refreshing in that way that it's an external, it gives people information that they wouldn't get from
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, let's think of this though. Okay, so where do our cell phone guts, where are our cell phones made?
Not in our country, we can guarantee.
Right, they're made in China. So like we're trying to get rid of a internet site, but our phones are made in China, so if they wanted to put stuff in them, that's where all our electronics come from.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean it's already in there, so they could do anything they wanted to anyway.
Right.
But we don't have a problem with that. We don't have a problem with Apple and everybody having everything made in China at sweatshops.
Well, and the truth about TikTok is that they said that they haven't sold anything to the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Any of our data to the Chinese government. And a matter of fact, there's a place in Texas where they store all the data that comes from America.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even go to China. It stays in America by an American-owned company that's ran by an American-owned company. So all of our data doesn't even go over there. All the data from TikTok goes to an American-owned company in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like,
it's just like another satanic panic from the 80s.
It is. It's a scaredy technique.
Mm-hmm. Our children are going to be harmed by TikTok.
Right. From the First Amendment, Friends of the First Amendment, when that happened, that just made it allowed to make laws to protect our actions.
Yep.
To protect us against ourselves. That's where all this stems from still. We're still getting recourse from that. Thank you, George Bush. It's a good move on your part.
Thanks, Bush. That's my Bush.
So, I mean, a lot of this started after 9/11 when the FISA courts and all that stuff. So it was like, we want freedom and we want freedom of speech, but then we're willing to give up some of those freedoms to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And so where does that stop? How much freedom do we have to give away to feel safe? Because I feel the government will take as much freedom as it possibly can.
Oh, absolutely. The government's not your friend.
No. American government, Chinese government, wherever, their job is to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. And just like,
and if that helps the people, then great. But,
and it's just like when Biden said that they're going to build a dock in fucking Gaza. Was that correct?
I don't know.
In his State of the Union address, he's like, no decision that we make is going to be against our best interests.
Correct.
No way.
So, like, we,
the president doesn't get to decide that much either. So, I mean, the president has a certain role.
Right.
But he has advisors. And then there are things that are going to happen no matter who's the president. There's, like, things that are going that have been going for hundreds of years that will continue to go no matter who is in charge, because that's what's best for America.
Right.
Yeah.
Or whatever country.
It's just frustrating.
China makes really good food.
Absolutely.
This is true. And now this law could also affect other websites. It could start, like, if it passes, it could reach and pertain to, like, sites like Shein and Temu, because those are also China. I think out of the three, Temu is the one that is selling your fucking information to the government.
Yeah, get rid of Temu. That's
Has anybody ordered from Temu?
No. Huh?
Has anybody ordered a product from Temu?
No, I haven't. What was the other Temu before Temu? What was before Temu?
Wish.
Yeah, I ordered one thing from Wish. It took like 6 months to get here. It was like, I don't know, it was like a shirt that I couldn't get in. You know,
it was like a
3XL or a 2XL, and it was like smaller than a small. It was like a child's or something, or just.
Geez. Well, they are smaller than
They're
us.
Smaller, yeah, but I mean, not. I don't think they were this. This would be crazy.
Jeff,
they're tiny.
Jeff, what were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I mean, it's just. I don't know, man. It just. So in Tennessee, I don't know if you knew this, at anywhere that has state funding, you cannot get on TikTok at work. They've already blocked it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
They've set up the internet so that you cannot get onto TikTok at work.
Well, there's no.
So other states have already done that.
I could see that.
I mean, I can do it on my own phone as if I'm not using the internet. I don't know how they do it, but it works.
I think that I can see that from a business standpoint. And if I was, I mean, because there's not like, I mean, yeah, you can use the internet because you might need to look up things, but there's nothing you're going to look up on TikTok that maybe you need for your
job. But I mean, I can still get on Facebook.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's like they've chosen the
pick and choose a platform.
I mean, it's just what's going to be next. And so I feel like this will, whatever happens with this, then it's going to be what's the next thing.
Right.
And it should be, TikTok should rise or fall based on its revenues or its ability to sell product or whatever, however it makes money.
Right.
And then if it doesn't do that, then it can go out of business.
Right. I believe that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like... because this to me seems just like a form of censorship, and so with that, I'm not here for it. Like, there's no reason for, there's no reason for the U.S. to force a company to sell to a Western corporation or something that's U.S. friendly just because it isn't like U.S. owned. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't track with me either.
That doesn't track with me. That's not, if you're a country that champions the freedom of rights and liberties and the pursuit of happiness, they're pursuing a happiness and making a fuck ton of money, and you're saying no, you gotta fucking sell. Fuck that. Fuck you.
Are you saying that we're not the best country in the world? Is that what you're saying, Tyler? I mean, are you suggesting that?
I'm not. Look, we're still the best.
We're still good.
We're the best country I live in.
We're the best country being the most delusional.
I mean, we could set some rules of what, of limits. If you're going to operate in the United States, we could set some guidelines.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should ban things.
As long as those guidelines aren't like what you can say or.
Yeah. How you can express as long yourself, as it's not a speech thing. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know. What would a regulation look like that you feel comfortable with? What would that look like? Say I'm TikTok. What would this regulation? Where is that regulation? It's like an hour regulation. How many hours you can use this platform a day? Is it?
I feel like it might be like if we're concerned about the data, then we write some regulations to let some transparency of show us what you're doing with the data, or give us some kind of.
Well, here's the thing.
They do that.
It was like
all goes into Texas to a company. Right. And the company keeps it. They don't even do anything with it.
The bigger issue is taking a step back and having some unified federal data privacy laws.
I believe that too. Regulation for security.
Instead of outrolling TikTok and questioning where data's going, and like, even if it's going to an American company in Texas, why are they harvesting our data to begin with? They shouldn't be memorizing our fucking patterns to sell us something that we didn't even know.
Which plenty of American companies are doing.
Right. Well, exactly. They've been doing that ever since the television. That's just the advertising, which I don't particularly disagree with. You can look at the ads. You can feed into that or you cannot. Advertising is always going to be there. And whether they do it on the internet or not, it's going to be in front of you. It's going to be around you. It's always going to be. That's the machine of commerce, baby. You know,
I'm not against the machine of commerce. What I'm against is my TV looking at me and saying, "Hey, I saw you looked up Crocs the other day. I'm going to play you a bunch of fucking Crocs ads, and I'm going to show you weird shit about Crocs." My TV or magazine or billboard's never done that. It never has tried to read my mind. And it's never tried to even look into my porn habits and be like, "Hey, I saw you watch some weird shit. Here's Homer and Lisa fucking fingering each other's butts." Like that is the difference of what I'm saying. Like, it's never been preemptive to know me. It just plays a fucking ad on TV or a magazine.
That's but let me play the devil's advocate. It makes it easier for you to buy more product if they tell you what you want. Or they figure out what you may want based on your patterns.
What I say to them,
you don't have to think.
What I say is, get out of my fucking phone. If I want your product, I'll get it. I didn't have a problem before.
Before we had phones, Tyler, we had a television and we were buying things from a store. They were collecting data from the Kmart to see what toys you were buying, and then they were creating.
It was slower. It wasn't immediate.
It was slower, but it was the same exact thing.
I liked it slower.
It was the same. It was the same exact thing, though. They've been collecting data about what people are buying for years. And that's what I say in the beginning. They're only collecting data to gain money from us. It's only a money game. It's not like, that's what I said about the drone, the weather balloon. I said it's just flying over the United States to see how many Walmarts there are. So they know that they're getting the right kind of revenue. You know, they're like, "Well, you know, we only made $20 billion last year. It looks like a little light. We need to count these Walmarts, you know?
I mean, has China ever done anything to us or their own people that is questionable?
Yes. But
okay.
But also, I mean, I also think that we have, and we do a lot, and every government does. I think that's just the government does questionable things to people. To
get if you want to put it all down to a very thing, we're no different. We like to say we are not China or Russia, but what we are doing is very, very similar. All these countries are run on trying to get the rich richer.
I mean, that's
so the haves are always going to be getting wealthier based on whatever country you're in, because that's the way the system is set up.
Yeah.
So TikTok, we should just accept it. It's going to spank us. It's eventually going to screw us. We should enjoy it while we have it.
This is true. I hope I didn't bring an intensity. I just got in a ranting mode. I'm not mad at you guys.
I'm interested in this this porn with Lisa and Lamar. where did you see that's this? Dark, was it on TikTok?
No, it was fucking Facebook.
It was Facebook.
It's taking all kinds of data from people.
Tyler's algorithm is a lot different than mine.
I will say this: that TikTok causes creativity because since you can't show nudity, people will trick you into seeing nudity, and they'll try to hide it so that you can. People are very, very creative about trying to show banned content,
right,
on TikTok.
Right, they are.
They will do some very, very interested and creative things, right, to sort of get their point across.
I guess just my whole feeling again is that I don't think it needs, I think it does need to be slower. It's fine that they collect data from what the fuck Joe fucking dick butts.
You just want an option to turn it off. If I had the option to say, well, I don't want these ads, I don't mind seeing ads, or I don't,
you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see ads. Fuck. I mean, I see them all over the place. I don't need to see them.
It seems a little, in this day and age of consent, it seems a little
forced upon.
Yes,
like we're face fucked with ads. I agree.
but nobody's forcing anybody to go on TikTok.
No,
it's a choice that people are making.
Yes,
it's not required.
Yeah,
it's not required to watch television. It's not required to do any of these things.
That's why it doesn't.
So
need to
and
be
it's
banned.
Entertainment. It's not. It's an entertainment source. It's just like any other entertainment source.
Yeah, it needs to be left alone. Leave TikTok alone.
So it's about our ability to monitor ourselves and to realize that you can get addicted to anything and that things are set up to be addictive. That's their game.
Right.
We have to figure out how to make sure we do not get in an unhealthy relationship with anything.
I agree with that.
Oh yeah,
that's our job, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Do you think banning TikTok will help with that, or do you think it's
no?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, because there'll be something else. I mean, Facebook, Instagram, porn, cigarettes, whatever. Those are all things you have to manage because anything to an extreme can cause us problems.
You have to learn to self-regulate.
We have to learn. I mean, there are certain things we need to protect people from. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are certain things so it's like freedom is, you know, and I'm going to probably piss some people off here, but the idea of like ammunition and guns being so easy to get, I think people should have the right to have as many guns as they want. I also think there comes a point when you say, okay, these automatic weapons is what most people are using to kill people. So we need to make those a little more difficult to get. Mm-hmm. We know that would decrease deaths.
Or at least have some kind of regulation that makes you accountable for the ammunition you have, put your name on every bullet. Any bullet you buy has your name on it. And if you sell that gun and it has one of your bullets in it and somebody kills somebody with it, your name's on that bullet, but they don't have things like that. That would be a simple way. That's always been my answer to that.
But those people are protected.
I want to have I want to have every gun that I can possibly own. I want everybody to own a weapon if they want to have a weapon. I think that's our right as Americans, and that's probably the, you know, but I also think that there needs to be accountability. in everything that you buy. It's not like there you should just be able to buy an assault rifle without your name on it and every bullet without your name on it, which you can do in the state of Tennessee. No problem.
That's very true.
Which that's insane to me. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you?
And,
I don't want somebody to buy a gun that doesn't have their name on it, that they can shoot me with bullets that is non-accountable for.
Yeah. And the companies have legislated so that they cannot be sued.
Right.
And so it's just like a car company can be sued if their car is defective. So, I mean, if a gun company makes a gun that is easily turned into an automatic weapon, they should be responsible for that. It's about responsibility and accountability.
Right.
I'm not about there being less guns in the world. I don't care. Have as many guns as you want. But it may be that we make it a tiny bit harder, or you might have to wait a day or two.
Or maybe
in Tennessee now, have
education and be required continuous education to be able to serve people alcohol, which is something that's very important. I have to have continuing education.
Mm-hmm. Or cook. To work in a kitchen, you have to have a test that you take that knows
safe certified. Yes. And then you have to have that's continued education that's required for the job. There's none of that for owning a weapon.
Nope.
And in Tennessee now, you don't have to have a license. You don't have to have any training.
No, you never have had.
Tennessee, so I can go get a.
I could sell you an assault rifle right now without a bill of sale, without your name on it, without being registered, without being told, without a receipt. No receipt required. You don't even have to say where you got it from. You don't have to say.
And is that totally legal?
It's completely legal in the state.
Completely
of
legal. It's crazy. So
how hard would it be for me to, if I went I to a gun store Facebook. Right now, how long would it take me to get a handgun?
As long as I could drive you to one in 15 minutes.
And I could get through the thing and have that handgun.
Get through the thing
today.
Is just somebody's going to pull the handgun out of their pocket and they're going to sell it to you for $150. And that's going to be completely legal.
Yeah.
You're going to now.
But what if I bought
gun.
It from a store? Is there any kind of process?
Yeah, you do. If it's a store and they'll register the gun, unless it's a gun show. So like if you go buy a gun from a gun show, it's just like you buy it from a person. It's just like going to a shoe show,
mm-hmm.
like a shoe convention or a reptile convention. You just go buy an assault rifle with no papers, no nothing. That's why we have a bunch of gun shows in the state.
That's true.
So what we're saying here is that TikTok, we're not aware of TikTok having killed anybody, but we're going to make it illegal in the United States. But we know that guns and certain things are causing people, and that we could possibly make that a little better so that we could maybe save some lives. But we're going to focus on the TikTok.
Right. Yeah. It seems absurd.
I think the bigger picture, is like the bigger picture of like there are so many other things that need to be addressed right now.
Yeah. You guys, we got people on the street.
And you guys are focusing on a fucking app.
Right.
That's where like the feeling of hopelessness comes. Like these
are we in an election year?
We are in an election.
Why aren't they talking about that on the news instead of TikTok? You know, we've got a little bigger fish to fry, in my opinion.
Yeah, we have two candidates.
I think Trump is pro TikTok, isn't he?
He
wants to buy it.
Trump has he's reversed his. He tried to get it banned
somebody,
in 2020.
Somebody in his party is trying to be one of the majority buyers for when they. So if they make it to where they have to sell to people in America, will buy that, and one of those people is.
He doesn't have any money, does he?
It's not going to be him. It's going to be part of Trump's people, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same thing that it's always.
Oh, Mnuchin. What? Well, yeah. I one of his people, Mnuchin or whatever, wants
Mnuchin,
to buy it.
I think that
he wants to get a conglomerate.
Mnuchin. He's very nice. He's very good. He's got lots of money.
Oh shit!
And if they get rid of TikTok, something will come up to replace it.
Right.
Yeah.
That is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because before TikTok, Vine.
It'll be literally TikTok America. It'll say America underneath it.
TikTok toe.
TikTok America.
TikTok squared.
I feel like ours would be like Tic Tac.
Tic Tac. That would be
TKTK
the TikTok
or something, you know.
You know what we should do for a future episode?
What are you thinking?
We should order some products from Temu. and see what we actually get.
And review them. That's a good idea.
Right, yeah.
Because I've heard that you get like about six. If you order 10 things, you'll get six of them. Three of them might be close to what you ordered. Maybe one is really what you ordered.
Well, Jeff, you know, if I've learned anything from this episode, it's like I definitely do not want my data going to the Chinese government. So
I do. I don't even know what I want to buy, Tyler. I mean, what? How do you know? How are you supposed to know what you want if they? If
I need people to tell me what I want.
How do I know?
Why should I have to think?
I would never even know that that certain plant clip even existed if it didn't pop up on a Temu ad.
I wouldn't know what to buy if it wasn't constantly shoved in my face.
And as a little teaser, we talked. I don't know if we were on or off the dream scenario movie deals with this topic in an interesting way. I don't want to spoil it for you because it's very interesting. But this whole idea of selling product is something that the dream scenario movie actually talks about. Okay. The future of selling product.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, I bet you. Yeah, I would like it then. Because if it does what I'm thinking it's going to do, I'm going to be so pissed. But I'm gonna love the satire.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah. It's something we can recommend. I'll recommend Dream Scenario. It's on HBO Max right now. One of our sponsors, HBO Max.
Oh yeah. If you guys put in promo code Everything Is Traumatic next time you sign up for Max, they will give you all the movies.
Immediately cancel your service.
they will give you all the movies that they wrote off for tax purposes. So there's that.
Something we haven't done for a while.
What's that, Jeff?
We haven't made fun of Bing Fu.
Oh God!
This might be a perfect episode.
Are you guys trying to suggest that the episode called "Banning TikTok Is Traumatic" is the perfect time to make fun of Bing?
I mean, we were.
I feel like, and this is probably going to get possibly edited out, but I feel like Bing probably has some kind of connection. Because he's connected to Disney and he's got
Mountain these Money. I mean,
yeah, he may be behind all of this.
I mean, he's always got his shirt off. He's always wet.
He does always have his shirt off.
I mean, why is he always wet? Does he just show up to the gig and you just say splash him with water?
I guess. Maybe he just has a natural.
Like, someone keep Bing Fu wet for the next 4 hours. We gotta. they spray him down like a orca.
He just has like a glisten to him.
He is a nice looking man.
He's a handsome young man.
Yeah, I always see.
And he's a father
on Facebook where he's like in the Bahamas or like some tropical. Mm-hmm.
I know. I want to go
like,
on vacation.
He has a
with
drink.
Bing.
I know, right? He looks like he's doing it right.
Bing, if you're listening, if you get this far in the episode, take us on vacation.
If you're not totally offended by now, take us with you, please.
Yeah, if you're not offended, please don't be offended. But
I can get my own plane ticket. I would just like to go.
Yeah, really, I could pay for myself. I just want to go with.
I'd oil him up.
I don't even know where to go to those resorts that he goes to. I don't even know where those are.
I don't even think I'm in the right tax bracket.
Right.
I think those are like Disney, Marvel.
You think that's like the island? You know what I'm saying? The islands.
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's where like the Marvel places that everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I could see that. I could see that. Maybe he got an invite.
Maybe we should
check the log.
I don't hope his name's not on the log.
We gotta check the log now.
Are we talking about the Epstein log?
No, Jeff, what the shit?
Are you saying that Bing... As a fact that Bing Fu was on the Epstein plane?
We are not saying... I'm not
check up on it a little bit.
We are neither confirming nor denying that we are making any sort of accusation towards Bing. We wouldn't do that.
But
Bing
is not a pedophile, but he may have been on one of those flights.
Maybe he's just like there to get, maybe because like Epstein's the guy to get things.
So Epstein definitely is the lowest of the low, worst, horrible scumbag. But here's the deal. Rich people hang out with rich people. Some of the people that were on that plane were definitely for nefarious reasons.
I mean, I've
but
seen
other people, they hang out together. Who else are you going to hang out with? No rich person's going to hang out with me.
I'm just, if I ever get that rich, I'm not going to hang out with a known sex trafficker.
I mean, I don't think he was a known sex trafficker to everybody. That's, I don't think that everybody that rode that plane thought, knew that he, that's what he did. Now, some of them did. Some of them were doing it for that very reason. But sometimes it's just like, hey, we got a private plane. We'll fly you from so-and-so to so-and-so.
I mean, they've been saying it.
Asking a whole lot of questions.
A long time.
I'm just getting on the plane.
I'm just getting on the plane.
I didn't go to the island.
That's what Bill Clinton did 27 times.
Now, I'm just Bill getting Clinton, on the plane.
Bill Clinton, I think, was involved in some nefarious activities. Definitely.
Oh,
definitely. 100%.
Guys, I think this has reached its logical conclusion. We're talking about conspiracy theories now when we're, you know.
Well, isn't that where TikTok has, I mean, that's where it's going, kinda rooted. Right?
Is this all a distraction?
Is TikTok banning TikTok just a distraction because it's actually not like a threat? It's not a threat. What's it threatening?
That's true.
Let's leave it with this thought, because I think we have reached our logical conclusion. If our lives were not traumatic all the time, we wouldn't need something like TikTok to describe to distract us. It's a distraction.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
We wouldn't need things to get distracted from our lives. If we had a decent wage and the hope of maybe retiring someday, we would not need TikTok.
Yeah.
No, I have to retire every evening with TikTok. I have to check out, you know,
with TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not going to get a chance. It's got to, like,
If I could offer an update to the phrase bread and circuses, if you give them avocado toast and TikToks, you'll be able to.
I would take Vienna sausages and TikTok.
Give them Vienna sausages and TikTok, and they won't revolt.
They're just so adorable. They're tiny.
They're getting tinier. Have you noticed that?
Shrinkflation is hitting.
Yeah.
Usually, okay, so back when I was a kid, you couldn't dig one out of that can. You would tear one in half trying to get the first one out, you know? It was an art to get the first Vienna sausage out of that can without tearing it. When I was a kid,
What's that jelly stuff in there?
They put more of that jelly stuff in there too now. Because there used to not be as much room. Because it was full of wieners.
I don't eat Vienna sausages. You know? I don't like them.
You know what I've been telling people about me, like when I take my pants off these days? I just say it's shrinkflation.
Right. Bidenomics,
a year ago, I would have been much larger. But now it's shrinkflation, baby.
Oh, guys. If you've made it this far in the episode, thank you for listening. Want to thank Kenneth Patterson for
You're
being
very
here
welcome. Thank you
again.
For having me.
And Jeff, thank you for coming back to the show. I'm glad the bottom surgery turned out great. I'm excited to see the new bottom.
It's very clean, and I would say attractive.
Nice,
beautiful. And from all of us here, not everything is traumatic. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Jeff.
Go ahead and say it, Ken.
Oh, I'm Ken.
And please, from all of us here, take care of yourselves.